Episode 1548, Abide in Me.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I pray that your weekend is going very, very well. Maybe you're enjoying a little extra basketball. Yes, it is the Final Four weekend. Today, though, it's reflection. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time for you to look inward and upward. Your vertical relationship with God. Abide in me. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. That's John chapter 15, verse 4. Where are you placing all your hope? Are you reaching for the stars without the Creator? Sometimes we settle for what we can control. We want what we want when we want it. But God says, abide in me. Yet we muster up all we can and run away. Why do you run? And then you wonder why you're so tired and weary, barely having enough energy to get through the day. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's another translation to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, and it says this, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. So why do you run? Why do you hide? God has a way of convicting us, making us uncomfortable when He desires more for us. But we tend to see it as a punishment or God just not being fair. What would happen if you stopped running? What would happen if you listened and heard His side of your story? I want you to think about that question again. What would happen if you listened and heard His side of your story? Abide in me. Remain. Don't depart. Stand and be steadfast. Don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for Him is a waste of time or effort. Maybe you're listening and you're just plain plumb tired. You're exhausted from the day's duties. You don't really know how you're putting one foot in front of the other. You just are getting by. You're just doing it. Yet nighttime rolls around and your eyes are heavy. Your heart weighs more than an elephant does. You need a vacation. You need oxygen. God says, abide in me. The only one holding you back is you. You have to be willing to give up what you don't have. And that's hard to do. Our faith. Where is it? Faith isn't something that we can always touch and tangibly see. Oh no, faith is what? Knowing without seeing, trusting in God, knowing that He has gone before you. You have to be willing to let your guard down. As I was watching the Final Four, Virginia was playing Auburn, and there was Texas Tech playing Michigan State. And for the championship, oh yeah, Monday, if you're a basketball fan, you already know it, Virginia and Texas Tech, they're going for the championship. And as I watched the players, the intensity increased as time decreased. We feel the same when time isn't on our side. For some, maybe it's taxes. You've put it off and you're like, oh, deadline's around the corner. I don't have much more time. The intensity of the matter at hand grows. Which usually what? Heightens our frustration or even our disappointment in ourselves. We want more, yet we are still guarded, holding back, running away. We trip all over ourselves. We second guess ourselves. We pray and we say, Lord, I want this. And then when you think you hear him, you're like, that wasn't him. I'm not supposed to do that because I don't have the energy to do that. I'm tired. If he knew what was best for me, he wouldn't have me do anything. He would make all this stuff in my life go away. Are you guarding your own life? Are you on the defense right now, trying to win at your own game? What would happen if you listened and heard his side of your story? Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. That's John 15:4. What can you give over to God? This isn't about what you can do for yourself this week. This is more about what God can do for you. But you've got to be willing to get in the Word with God. You got to be willing to have conversations. And you've got to open up your heart to hear answers you may not want to hear. You got to let down your guard so God can come into your heart. So for the next few days, I want you to reflect on these questions. What can you give over to God? What are you struggling with right now that you can just give to him? And if you're like, I have no idea. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I have a whole list. I could write it out right now. Where are you on that spectrum? Maybe you need to find the happy medium. If you have the capability right now, get some scratch pieces of paper, index cards, and write down what you want to give to God, what you need to give to God. Fold them up and then pray over them. Say, Lord, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with all this stuff that's here. This is a great thing also, not just for yourself, but if you're in a time and season in your family, do it with your family. If the kids are stressing out, give them some scratch pieces of paper. Make it fun. Write stuff with Crayolas. Pray over this and give it over to God. How can you hide his words in your heart? Where can you go to be in his presence? And ultimately, why are you waiting? This huge storm came in yesterday. And I could tell there was something coming. I mean, you know, yeah, the weather people said, yeah, the forecaster's like, oh, yes. We've got a storm coming, but it's really not going to get bad until Sunday. Well, of course, that's today. But last night we had a storm. And right before the storm came in, it was so peaceful. The trees were barely moving. You could hear the squirrels kind of wrestling to go back to where they were. I was outside. It was absolutely gorgeous. But then all of a sudden, there was a flash of light. It wasn't right upon us. It was a little further off in the distance. And it kind of woke us up a little bit, like an alarm. Okay, well, maybe the storm is coming sooner than expected. And just periodically, we'd have these flashes of light. Yes, it's lightning. So instead of staying outside, we decided to go inside. And then all of a sudden, there was this huge boom and crack, and it sounded like it echoed throughout the whole area. Now, of course, I wasn't watching outside the window to see if there was light still flashing, but it was so calm. And then all of a sudden, it poured, just as if the heavens were opening up. Sometimes in our lives, we have seasons that everything is just raining down upon us. And you don't feel like you even have a shelter strong enough to keep you safe, to weather it out. So you run, you hide. God says, I got you. Abide in me. Why do you run? Be steadfast. Remain. Don't depart. I'm here. Be present in his presence today. As God says, abide in me. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. May this week bring you much joy. Open up your heart so God could speak to you directly. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.